Welcome to this podcast produced by Imagine, your resource for early childhood music therapy. Imagine is produced by De La Vista Publisher and can be found on the web at www.imagine.musictherapy.biz. This podcast is entitled Supporting Multiculturalism in the Neonatal Intensive Care Unit and presented by Alexis Ruffner. Having a premature infant is a stressful time for parents. In this podcast, music therapist Alexis Ruffner speaks about the challenges and needs of culturally diverse families she sees in the neonatal intensive care unit. Learn from her experiences in caring for NICU families with different cultural backgrounds and discover how she supports parental singing when she does not speak their language.
Having a child in the NICU is a stressful time for any family, but especially so for culturally diverse families. Within the NICU environment, parents are put in a vulnerable position, relying on staff for every aspect of care and education for their newborn. Parents lose a sense of autonomy as they are guided on when they can hold, bathe, feed, touch, and speak to their infant. This leaves no room for varied cultural practices, such as where a baby sleeps, how a baby is fed, or who is the primary caretaker. In addition, a good deal of early language learning is a result of exposure to the language babies hear around them, such as within the family unit and the home environment. In the NICU, babies are in an environment where they may have little exposure to their parents' native language during this critical time. For immigrant families, this could lead to feelings of losing their tradition, their heritage, and their sense of identity. Music therapy in the NICU provides gentle ways for parents to bond with even the most medically fragile infants while also supporting their cultural identity. Family systems theory reminds us that the family is comprised of interconnected members and focuses on family behavior rather than individual behavior. Each family has their own boundaries, roles, hierarchies, climates, and equilibria, influenced by cultural and environmental factors. Knowing how family units are impacted by these different factors can provide valuable insight into NICU parents' behavior and how music therapy can best support their unique needs. Boundaries relate to the togetherness or separateness of the family or who is in or out of the family circle. For some families, everything is a, quote, family affair, and all information and care is fluid, while for others, mothers, fathers, grandparents, siblings, etc., have very specific roles and expectations. Some families with, quote, closed boundaries want more privacy and control in their family activities. For example, I worked with a family who was very private with the care of their infant and viewed music as something that should only be shared within the immediate family. Initially, they declined music therapy services and insisted that they could provide music without the input of a NICU music therapist. Realizing that they could be a family that values privacy and intimacy within the family unit, I approached their care with a more, quote, hands-off approach by leaving educational materials at the bedside, stopping in to say hello while mother and baby were doing kangaroo care, and slowly building rapport through short, frequent visits. After about 2 weeks of intermittent contact, the mother slowly began to open up and requested more in-person music therapy services and education for herself and her infant. Being in the NICU with many individuals suddenly thrust into their family unit was likely pressing on their boundaries. Understanding the root of their action, I was able to provide an individualized approach to building rapport and providing care for the infant and family. A family climate is the emotional and physical environment that a child grows up in. Unfortunately, the NICU is a foreign environment for any child and family, but even more so for families living in a new culture. A NICU music therapist can help families make the NICU environment more familiar by encouraging them to bring in preferred music from their cultural background and in their native language. In my own NICU experiences, I have worked with several families who only speak Spanish using a translation app on the iPad. In other hospitals, in-person or telephonic interpretation may be available with a professional interpreter or bilingual staff member. It is a challenge to work with a computer or human translator, but the value for the parents is worth the struggle. In my sessions, I focus on educating parents on how to provide developmentally appropriate music therapy interventions for their premature infants, while also encouraging and supporting them while singing lullabies in their home language. Although I do not speak Spanish, I was able to provide guitar accompaniment and humming to support the parent singing. Here's an example. Through this process, the parents had control over the language input their child received, and the child had the benefit of hearing their home language within the structured context of the NICU music therapy intervention. Equilibrium refers to the changes or inconsistencies in a family and how that has the potential to create confusion amongst family members. Often, the family routine is completely changed, as with any new infant being welcomed into the world, but especially so for NICU families that also have medical fragility added to the mixture. This is particularly important to remember for NICU families with other children at home, as the NICU is a stressful time not only for parents, but also for siblings. Music therapy in the NICU can be an avenue for the whole family to express their emotions, as well as to help the entire family bond through shared music. Because a lack of equilibrium can cause confusion and resentment within the family unit, it is important that music therapists attempt to provide as much consistency within their care as possible. One way I try to do this is through my work schedule. I make sure to work the same hours each week so that NICU staff and parents can rely on my services during those specific times. I've also had standing appointments with mother-infant dyads week after week to provide a sense of consistency within the ever-changing NICU environment. Understanding the various challenges that multicultural, non-English-speaking, and diverse families are tasked with, on top of having an infant in the NICU, can help guide the care of the infant and family. It provides insight to some of the behaviors and emotions expressed in the NICU environment and allows for the music therapist to understand their patients and families in the unique situation of parenting a preterm or medically fragile infant.
Thanks for listening to this Imagine podcast produced in 2020.